Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Main Street Guthrie Center Director Dana Buster about Valentine's Day business specials, grant opportunities, and Main Street's annual membership drive. We are now approaching Valentine's Day, and what kind of opportunities are there in Guthrie Center for those to do some shopping for their loved ones?
Well, we have specials at most of our downtown shops from February 7th to February 14th. And everybody's doing just a little something special, and you can find those on our website or on our Facebook page of what everybody is offering. And then we also have everyone, all the restaurants, different specials for downtown. Everyone has got so many good things for dinner. Like Cabbage Rose is going to be open. They're serving prime rib, New York strips, stuffed pork chops, half rack of smoked ribs, broccoli and cheese chicken. Livia's doing a 2 quesadilla chicken tip dinners, which are like the most popular, with 2 drinks, and you get fried ice cream for $21. And Primetime is going to do prime rib, filet mignon, mahi-mahi, bam-bam jumbo shrimp. So they have a lot of good specials for your Valentine's dinner if you want to have dinner down here in Guthrie. And then, of course, before dinner, you want to get your gift for your Valentine. And we have a ton of stuff down here in our shops. Everyone's geared up. There's hearts everywhere and all kinds of good stuff to be had.
Main Street Guthrie Center, of course, part of your mission is to help economic development in the downtown with helping out with some grant opportunities. So are there some new ones coming up in 2020?
So we have one right now that is a Main Street grant that's called Open for Business, and this is for an existing business in the Main Street District. And this is a different kind of grant because a lot of those grants are geared towards fixing up a building, because that is, you know, kind of a problem for Main Streets in America. So some of our buildings have kind of been neglected for a while. But this is a different grant because this is for existing businesses that are wanting to expand their business in some way. Maybe they want to add a new type of item. Maybe they want to get a new computer system, maybe a new point of sale system. So this Open for Business grant that is offered by Main Street Iowa is kind of a competition, and you can win up to $28,000 for your business. And you can use it, again, for anything like new inventory, equipment, marketing, computer, software upgrades, basically anything. Like if you needed a sewing machine for your business, or, you know, a new t-shirt press, or whatever you needed for your business to expand what you have, this grant would cover that. And we will be selecting one business from Guthrie Center to go forward. So we will be doing that before the end of month of February. So if anyone is interested, please just get a hold of me at the Main Street office and I will help you get started. And then once we pick someone to put forward, they have till April 17th to finish their grant, and it's actually a video. They do a little 5-minute video of why they would be great for the grant. And so it's a really fun grant for people, and it's a good way to do those things that people have been thinking about doing with their businesses to take them forward into the future and expand what they're offering currently. Another grant that we have right now is a sign grant, and that is through Main Street Guthrie Center, and we are trying to get some more signage for our businesses downtown so that people can see from the street when they're driving exactly what all we have to offer. And so that is through Main Street. We will cover half the cost of a sign, so up to $250 for the grant. So if you spend $500 on a sign, then we would cover half of that. There are limited numbers of those available. So if you're interested in those, go ahead and get a hold of me and we can start working on that. Another thing that we're doing right now is I'm going to be going out with Sarah Gomez from Midwest Partnership and doing business visits here in this next month, just finding out where businesses have needs or could use a little assistance in different things, and helping to put our businesses in touch with the different resources that are out there, because it can be confusing and we don't want anybody to miss any opportunity.
And for the sign grants, is there any deadline to apply for those?
There is not a deadline. We're going to keep that kind of open year round. And as funds become available, we'll try to grant as many as we can.
Have any Guthrie Center businesses received these assigned grants in the past?
Not this particular sign grant, but we also have, with this in conjunction with Main Street Guthrie Center, the city, and also economic development, we have a facade grant, which will help people to do things with the front of their building. Now, this is open to any business in Guthrie Center, and it is to just improve the appearance of the front of any building, but it can also include signs and awnings. And maybe one of the examples that you can see of that grant right now, actually there's a few. Most recently, Midway Motel got a new sign, and they had done some upgrades there, and they had received a $5,000 grant from the facade grant. And Dan Nelson from Springbrook Dentistry also did a facade grant and updated the front of his building recently, as well as Farm Girl Studios downtown. See, the Activity Center got one, and also the Williams building next door to our office. We own that building. They got a facade grant for the new awnings. So yeah, that grant has been really successful in the past, and we will be continuing with that grant. We don't have any funds available right now, but as of July 1st, we will have funds available again. And so any business in Guthrie Center can apply for those funds.
Now that we're in 2020, as per with every year, Main Street Guthrie Center thrives off of community support. So when does your membership drive start?
So our membership drive will be starting in the next couple of weeks. People will start to see that annual mailer that is asking for donations. I know that everybody probably knows by now, but Main Street Guthrie Center is run solely on private donations. So we require them to continue to operate. And I just gave you that huge schedule of events for Main Street this year. And we just keep adding events. And so it helps to fund those things. It helps to provide services to local businesses, activities, and just in general, just helps keep us trucking forward and improving our local economy and our local downtown.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Main Street Guthrie Center Director Dana Buster about Valentine's Day business specials, grant opportunities, and Main Street's annual membership drive. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.